At times in recent days, Kellyanne Conway has struggled to be on the same page, to say the least, as the rest of the staff in the White House. So, Rick, Joe was just saying that she books herself on these shows. We know for a fact she tries to book herself on this show. I won't do it because I don't believe in fake news or information that is not true. And that is, every time I've ever seen her on television, something's askew, off, or incorrect.
Well, it's actually the same thing I've heard since Donald Trump was elected by his top aides, mm-hmm. and again confirmed it last night. She's out of the loop. She's in none of the key meetings. She goes out and books herself often. And, you know, I said this morning, I saw some of the headlines yesterday and felt badly because the language I used was so harsh. And I'm going to take it back about her, quote, lying. I think, Rick Tyler, it is equally as bad that a spokesperson in the White House actually goes out and makes things up. She doesn't know. She doesn't have the information. She's not in any of the key meetings. She's not briefed. And so she'll go out like she did yesterday. She'll hear me say something about her, as apparently this is what I heard from inside the White House. And then she'll immediately start calling, and she'll call people that go on TV and defend herself. And so then she goes on the Today Show, gives misinformation, as she does on all of these shows. And again, I don't even think she's saying something that she knows to be untrue. She's just saying things just to get in front of the TV set and prove her relevance.
Because behind the scenes,
she's not in these meetings. And any reporter can ask anybody in that White House and they will say the same thing. She's not in the meeting. So, Rick, the question is, why does the president allow her to keep going out and spreading false information?
I will say, Kellyanne Conway does not need to text our show, at least as long as I'm on it, because it's not happening here.